It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
If you've never heard the word microbiome, well, you are about to get a huge awakening on how something that sounds like a sci-fi movie title can deeply affect your health, weight, your gut, and even food sensitivities. My next guest joins me to share information contained in his latest book, The Microbiome Diet. He's been in clinical practice for over 17 years, helping over 40,000 patients specializing in functional and holistic medicine. Please welcome Dr. Raphael Kelman to the show. Hello, Dr. Kelman. How are you? And I just want to
ask you. Good. How are you?
Awesome. Please share with us, with the Wellness for Life listeners, what exactly is a microbiome and why is it so important?
Yes. You know, when people think of bacteria, what's the first reaction? Well, people think that it's something dangerous, something unhealthy. Bacteria are the bad guys, right? That's what we believe. That's what we've been taught to believe. However, in the last 8 years, there's been a revolution. It's been a 180-degree turn, probably the greatest change in medicine. And now scientists have revealed that most of the bacteria that are found within us that populate the human being, or that that scientists have identified, at least 80% of them are not virulent, are not disease-causing. And in fact, most are friendly. And what we mean by friendly is that they're necessary for our health. They're necessary for our survival. Bacteria, in other words, are the good guys. They are our best allies, our best friends. Without these bacteria that are found mostly within the gut, trillions of bacteria, friendly bacteria, without these bacteria that we now call the microbiome, we would not be able to survive as human beings. And when we have a healthy microbiome, the body gets healthier. The immune system gets healthier. The brain gets healthier. The gut gets healthier, et cetera. So the microbiome, the trillions of friendly bacteria, is a new chapter in medicine, and it promises to bring, and it already is bringing, major changes, both in the way we understand healing and also the practical applications in the fact that we can use this new knowledge to actually improve the outcome of patients with numerous disorders.
I'm a big believer in the healthy bacteria that grows within our gut. You know, people might not know this, but our first exposure to the world coming out of our mother's womb is actually probiotics, healthy bacteria that is in the mother's vaginal canal. And that's what we call the native bacteria. That's how we really start our microbiome internally, as well as externally. So we know that now people are talking about how we individuals and a lot of children that are born through cesarean sections, actually have a microbiome issue. Do you believe the same as well? I'm sure you do. That's what's out there nowadays.
Well, the research now is showing that children who are born from C-section are more susceptible to allergies, perhaps even to autoimmune diseases, gastrointestinal disorders. You see, and it all makes sense that ultimately it's all about the microbiome. If you said so correctly that one of the most important events that occur in our lives in terms of our health is the introduction of the healthy, friendly bacteria into our gut that occurs during birth. And that sets the stage for our health over time. And if you miss out on that critical event, well, you're at a distinct disadvantage in terms of your health. And therefore, if it's a necessity that someone has to have a woman has to have a C-section, well, to be very vigilant afterwards and even before, in taking the right probiotics, even as the mother, and breastfeeding is critical, so that these probiotics, these friendly bacteria, can now populate the newborn's gut.
That's right. I am so right there as well. You know, in my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I talk about my son. My son is the reason why I started working with allergies, environmental medicine, and clinical nutrition. And he was a C-section baby. He definitely was. He was almost 10 pounds in weight, and there was no way that we could deliver him naturally. And he ended up going through such severe inflammations within the gut. Because, number one, I mean, many, many different reasons, and having a slew of allergies. You talk a lot about, in your book, about the leaky gut and food sensitivities. Can you also touch a little bit on that?
Yeah. So the gut, which means the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, esophagus, of course, as we said, it's populated, mostly the small and large intestine, is populated with trillions of bacteria. And I want to point out that the numbers are so vast that the bacteria, the friendly bacteria who are supporting us, who are helping us, who are keeping us alive and potentially to make us healthier and healthier, they outnumber us in terms of sheer number of cells, 10 to 1. That means, even though you think I'm speaking right now, but the me is really a super being, a super organism that is contained with numerous bacteria that outnumber my so-called, quote-unquote, human cells. Mm-hmm. So we're beginning to redefine, from a very biological perspective, the human being as a super organism, and that these bacteria are as human as the bacteria in my heart and in the brain. Now, these bacteria in the gut play a critical role in modulating and supporting and balancing the immune system, and also in educating the immune system. You see, the immune system has to learn to know what to attack, what to push away, and what to bring in. It needs to know that this bacteria is a bacteria that we can integrate into this community of this superorganism that we now call the human being, or is it a microbe that will not belong at this time in this superorganism? Is there a antigen, meaning is there a foreign compound that is it healthy or not healthy for us? Should the immune system go after it? Or should it not go after it? Well, who do you think is teaching the immune system all of this? That's right, the microbiome, the gut bacteria. So if the gut bacteria, the microbiome is not healthy, then secondarily, the immune system won't be healthy. Now, if the immune system is not healthy, what does that mean? It's overactive. It's going to respond aggressively to things that it should not even be responding to, like food that we're eating, and certain bacteria that are not in any way posing a threat, and that's why we get allergies and we get inflammation. In other words, the body now is over responding to pollen. Hey, pollen's not going to hurt us, but the immune system is saying no, this is dangerous. Let's go nuts. But, and why is it doing that? Well, likely because the microbiome is not healthy. And then let me just finish one second. And then if the immune system is not healthy, then there's more inflammation in the gut, because 70% of the immune system is found in the intestines, in the wall. And then that can then lead to a breakdown in the gut wall, leading to a flow of partially digested foods. And now all of a sudden the immune system is going after all these different partially digested foods. And you have allergies. And the cascade goes on and on.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. You know, it was what a great introduction to the word microbiome, and inflammation. To learn more, please go to my Wellness for Life show page.